I do this for my culture.
Peace and welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me. Tonight we're talking about Gucci. Profits off a new designer turban. Should companies be fined for cultural appropriation? We'll have that conversation. And then we'll talk about weekend violence in Baltimore. Is it time to admit that we have no solutions to start thinking of solutions? Let's keep stay riding with us. It's For the Culture here on WEAA.
I do this for my culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with us. Dre Day, tell him what. Oh, it's Monday. Happy Monday. Yeah, we don't have any special Monday music. Folks, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We got a great show for you. Couple of things. We're going to be talking about Gucci. Yes, the brand Gucci is back at it again. How they have decided to put out a little bit of cultural appropriation. Yes, they did. Yep. They're profiting off of a new designer turban. The question we're going to ask tonight is, should companies be fined for cultural appropriation? Like Gucci, really? Really? Then, of course, we're going to be talking about some of the weekend violence in Baltimore. Is it time for us to admit that we have no solutions in order to create really viable solutions? Is it time for us to do that? I think so, folks. We'll talk a little bit about it. And if we get to, we'll talk about how some strippers got the bag without using the pole. Yep, we'll talk a little bit about that. But it is Monday, and we hope that you had a great weekend. I'm very excited to get into our conversations and to look at some of these things. If you watched Game of Thrones last night, I know that some folks are big Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, big series finale. We talked about it, my team and I, we were talking about it. Your heart may have been broken, or it may have been broken. It's just two ways. You would have been broken because of the way it ended. You felt like something was missing. So I'm so sorry to hear that, but we shall see how that situation pans out. But it was big. Game of Thrones actually was able to rake in 9 million viewers last night for their original airing, and an additional 19.3 million viewers on the HBO platforms that they have, which is, in HBO standards, is this largest single telecast of the shows. It broke all HBO records, and people still walked away unsatisfied, unfulfilled, and disappointed. So it's an interesting thing. Interesting. But we shall see how things play out. I'm looking forward to some of the other shows. I have my favorite shows. My favorite show is like Power. I am looking forward to the sixth and last. Dre, you like Power? I do like Power. Faraji, you're so how do you like a show about drugs? It's just so damn exciting. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Ghost. How you not going to like Ghost? Right? How you not like Ghost? I love Ghost, man. He makes some stupid decisions, but you got to love him as a flawed character. Absolutely. So I'm waiting for that. And Dre, that you know 50 Cent, he assured us this is going to be bigger and better than Game of Thrones. Can we, hey Dre, when 50 Cent talks, when 50 Cent talks, I'm just like, okay, 50. All right, 50. All right, folks. All right, let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening as we talk about this situation with Gucci. Have you heard? Yes, Gucci, the major designer and brand, they have decided to take their cultural appropriation steps one step further in creating a new turban design. And they charge, Alex, Dre, can we get a drum roll so I can tell folks how much they charge for this new designer turban? $800. Can you believe it? Yes. A designer turban for $800. Now, here's the thing. Gucci is sold in all your fine retailers. Nordstrom has been one of the major retailers that has apologized to the Sikh community for selling a turban they found to be offensive. But a representative with the U.S. community's top civil rights organization said this past weekend they are still waiting to hear from the Gucci brand that designed it. According to a senior fellow with the New York-based Sikh Coalition, Mr. Simranjeet Singh, he said, quote, "We feel that companies are commodifying and capitalizing on something that is dear and sacred to people around the world," who said that the turban has a deep religious significance for the men of his faith. He says, "And there is tension over the fact that the very article of our faith has been the focus of so much hate and violence and bullying, recalling that Sikhs wearing turbans have been attacked in hate crimes, including a man killed near Phoenix a few days after 9/11. Remember that? Remember that, folks, when folks kind of confused those who wore the turbans, the Sikh community members, with Arabs. Like, they just lumped them all in one space. You remember that was happening, right after 9/11? It was like, we had no differentiation between who was part of what community. We like, you brown, you going in. And so the Sikh community is certainly not happy. The current complaint about Gucci, the Gucci head wrap, that until Wednesday was advertised on Nordstrom's website for $790 as the quote-unquote indie full turban. The description of the head wrap was quoted as, "The gorgeously crafted turban is ready to turn heads while keeping you in comfort as well as trademark style." I cannot make this up, Alex and Dre. I cannot make this stuff up. Are you serious, Gucci? This is what you put on your gorgeously crafted turban is ready to turn heads while keeping you in comfort as well as trademark style. You know what the trademark style is, Gucci? That's somebody else's style. Oh, you saying trademarking? You didn't trademark the turban, Gucci. The Nordstrom website also did, on Saturday, still had a reference to a Gucci quote head wrap, but it was listed as sold out and it was no longer pictured. So I don't know whether we should thank Nordstrom for taking it off of their website or not. I don't know. According to Nordstrom's, though, they said, quote, "We have decided to stop carrying this product and have removed it from the site." It said from the site. I wonder if it's still in stores. Dum, 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 dum. "It was never our intent to disrespect this religious and cultural sin, blah, 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 blah. We sincerely apologize, blah, blah, blah." Man, can I ask y'all a question? let's have a real conversation. How many times do we have to go through this process? So when somebody, you got all these people that work for this big corporation, gets paid gobs of money to do product development, product placement, product research, and you didn't know that this could possibly be offensive? Okay, Gucci didn't know. All right, they created the product. And then you have the stores that carry the design that says, you know what, we didn't think it was offensive to sell someone's religious headgear, head wrap. We didn't think that was offensive. We thought that was good business. Really. As I mentioned, Gucci has not responded to the criticism over the product. Emails seeking comment were sent to Gucci through its public relations representatives and a corporate fashion services website. However, no word has been mentioned from Gucci yet. Now, folks from the Sikh Community Coalition, that they mentioned that they're still waiting to hear back from Gucci. But according to, I'm trying to give you the insights about this story, folks, but it's like banging my head against the wall, trying to figure out who was actually thinking that this was a really good idea. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Gucci have a problem with some blackface products that they put out just a few months ago? Wasn't this the same brand? Dre Day, wasn't this the same company that had problems with this? Then how do you, what is Gucci doing? Gucci, you just go back into, let's look at people's history. And you just have like this big wheel and you just spin in the wheel like, whose history and culture we're going to take today? Next thing you know, they're going to come out with some Native American headgear, some Native American garment and be like, now we got Gucci and you can get this trademark style of Native American garment for a cool $995. Really? All right, but here's the bigger question, because I'm personally beyond the apologies for this type of thing, but I do want to know, should there be a legitimate, very tangible, and very, very costly fine for those companies who decide that they just want to a la carte people's culture for their profit margin? Should there be a fine for cultural appropriation, like a legitimate fine? Like you got to pay to that community for those who you offended. How about that? Should there be a fine for that? 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. And I know some of you actually are Gucci wearers. I get it. I know you are. I know. You got the designer belts. You probably got some shoes. You know what I'm saying? You got something Gucci. And you can tell me. I'm not going to beat you up about it. I'm really not. But I do want to know, what are your thoughts about this as well? Because this is mind-blowing. This is insanity to me that we're still in 2019 with this hypersensitivity that we still have in this country about everything from politics to education to culture. How can companies as big as a Gucci, as long-standing as Gucci, not get it right? I'm starting, it makes me almost want to believe that you just don't give a damn. You just don't care. You just like, oh, dang, we're going to take your culture today. And guess what? Guess what? You're not going to say anything and you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay $800 for it. All right, I got to take a quick pause. When we come back, I'm going to get to your calls. Troy, Quentin, Real Thomas, I see you checking in. Let's talk about Gucci for a minute. Should companies be fined for cultural appropriation? Like, really fined. Not a couple of $100s, not a couple of $1,000s, but how do a couple of $1 million sound to the community they offend? Stay riding with me. That's going to be the first part of the conversation on tonight's edition of For the Culture here on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back. Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me. Tonight, folks, we're talking about the whole Gucci controversy again, how they have decided to take a very, very significant, sacred cultural symbol of the Sikh community and just commodify it and essentially sell it back to people for a lofty price of $790 to $800. And I'm speaking of Gucci's quote-unquote new designer turban. It was advertised on one major retailer's website, Nordstrom, who said that they decided to take the product down from their site. But I'm asking the question, okay, is the product still in stores? You've taken it from the site, but is it still available in stores? Okay, that's one. But the description of how it was on the website was just mind-blowing. I don't know if Nordstrom made this up or if Gucci made this up, but it says, quote, "The gorgeously crafted turban is ready to turn heads while keeping you in comfort as well as trademark style." Keeping me in comfort as well as trademark style. Okay. So I'm going to just take someone's sacred, significant, religious, deep garment and just rock it for myself, even though I'm not from that community. I have no connection to that community. I may not even understand where the origin of that style came from. I'm going to just take it. Just take it. And just appropriate it to myself. Big question. Should companies be fined for cultural appropriation? Let's go to the phone line, see what you got to say. 410-319-8888. Let's go to Eric in PG. Eric, talk to me. What's your take?
I didn't know that you were coming that quick. You know what? I don't have an answer. And I'm sure some of your other viewers can provide an answer. But in my room, in my cave, basement, whatever, where I have my books and I have my music and everything else, I have a Star of David on the wall.
Okay.
I also have an Egyptian ankh. I have a crucifix, which was passed down to me from my grandmother. I have a statue of Buddha. With the exception of the crucifix from Grandma,
yeah,
I had to purchase all of those things. I had to purchase that Star of David. And it's a good size Star of David. It's about 8 inches across.
Right.
And that kind of thing. You know, if you go into a religious store, you cannot get a rosary for free. If you go to any Catholic store, you got to buy a rosary.
Right.
You got to buy your Bible. You got to buy your Quran. You got to buy your Ramayana. You know, so crossing the line, I don't know. I once asked, in terms of marketing, chances are if they took the item off their website, they probably took it out of their stores, or it may not have been in their stores in the first place. But then I also have to ask, did they consult a member of the Sikh community about this? Did you at least ask that?
You mean before the product was released?
Yeah, before the product was released, grab a person who's a Sikh, say, hey, listen, we're thinking about doing this particular marketing. What do you think?
No. There's no way that you could... I mean, come on, Eric, let's be honest. There's no way that Gucci sat down with representatives of the Sikh community and be like, hey guys, this is what we're thinking.
But you know, cultural appropriation is nothing new. Look at rap music.
I get it. But I'm saying though, in a day and time, and I know you probably feel me on this. In a day and time where members of the of a community of a place where they don't know their own history, then you start to open up the floodgates for anybody to just come in and take. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'll keep something in mind before I go.
Go ahead.
In a capitalist society,
right,
where profit is God.
Yeah.
Nothing is sacred.
But see, check this out. And I hear you, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah, for you and I, it's sacred.
No, and absolutely.
For you and I, there are boundaries and there are lines that you just don't cross.
No, you don't.
But remember, like I said, when money is your God, nothing else is sacred.
There it is. There it is. Eric kicking us off strong in PG County. Let's go to Troy. Troy, what's your take?
I'm got to take you off speaker real quick. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You want to know how to beat these companies? By absolutely not doing what you're doing right now, talking about them. Every black radio station, every podcast or whatever, don't mention their name at all. Get those brothers and sisters who are black-owned shoe designers, whatever kind of designers, and you put them on throughout the year, and the silence will be so deafening that their stocks will drop. We actually control culture, but we allow them to take it because they have the money to push the culture, but we are the culture, which is why, right, I sound like I'm preaching, I don't mean to, which is why they could come out and do this. This was planned years ago, Farage, months ago. They're going to keep doing this because you know why? Black radio stations are going to talk about it. Podcasts are going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. People online are going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know what that is? That's free advertising, brother. We don't talk about ourselves like that.
No, we do, actually. But look, Troy, you and I know that if we don't talk about it and put it in a different context, some of our people are going to invest in it. And
let those few invest in it. But if you keep talking about it, it's like adding wood to a fire. Listen to me. Silence is a very powerful thing.
You're right.
I'll give you another one because there's another subject that I know I can't call back in on. You know, you're talking about the violence in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. Boston is roughly the same size as Baltimore, but it's a major city. It had 57 murders last year, which is up from 56, and those people are mad. I'm going to tell you why you're going to keep having 300, 400 murders in Baltimore. As a New Yorker, first thing I noticed about Baltimore is the big city with a small town mindset, which means nepotism.
That is.
If you don't know nobody, you can't build nothing here.
Hey, Troy, I got to let you go, Pastor Troy. You preaching. You preaching now, Pastor.
All right.
Hey, I appreciate you as always. Thank you for checking in. Let's go to Dwayne very quickly. Dwayne, what's your take?
Man, look, here's what I think. I think that this cultural appropriation is starting to get out of hand, okay?
That's what I think.
I think that we need to get off of this, oh, my God, it's cultural appropriation, as if none of us are biting off anybody else. Like, we just...
But is it good, though, Dwayne?
Yes, it's good.
This is not good. How is this good?
It is good because you think about let's talk about music. Think about all the remixes that we love.
Okay, that's music. That's a different level of artistry. No. Hold on.
Hold on.
But I mean, look, if Gucci is getting money off of their sales of this designer turban, and the Sikh community that the designer turban originated from does not gain anything from it, then why is this beneficial? Now, if the Sikh community, they had a special fund from Gucci, say, hey, for every designer turban, you get $200 or something like that. But they don't get nothing from it.
Farage, if I want to go buy a designer turban, I should be able to do so. And if Gucci is offering an awesome designer turban that I want to wear to my event, then guess what?
But you ain't Sikh!
I want to buy it.
You ain't Sikh, Dwayne, would you?
This is what I'm talking about, though, see? This cultural appropriation, it's getting out of hand. This is America. If you don't,
you can't just wear whatever you want. You shouldn't be able. You shouldn't be able to wear whatever you want like that.
If you want to keep your culture all to yourself into your little corner of the world, don't come to America. Okay, because in America, that's what we do. We appropriate each other's culture and we use it to advance the whole. That's what we've been doing since we arrived on these shores. Everybody does it. Okay? And all of this cultural appropriation is just a bunch of BS because we all do it. But now we want to...
Just because we all do it doesn't make it right, though, Dwayne.
It's not about...
It doesn't make it right. It doesn't... Real quickly. How do you have this conversation with a generation of young people who already are not knowledgeable about their culture, and then they see this level of appropriation happening, they're going to possibly get confused. And case in point, you start talking to black children about some things that we have done as a people, whether in Africa or since our time here in America, and then next thing you know, they start to get it all distorted into their heads about who they are and what they are. I'm talking about the impact of that. The impact. Now, right, everybody has a – you can make your own decision about wearing whatever you want and all of those things. But I'm saying from the very, from an intrinsic, fundamental level, you're going to create – possibly create a generation that don't know their history enough for them to be strong enough and rooted enough to even say, hey, you know what? That's my culture. That's not my culture. That's isn't that possibly dangerous?
No, Friday, look, Friday, it's more dangerous for me to get in my car and to drive to work every day. Are you kidding? I mean, come on, dude. Look.
Okay.
Look. You can't come to America. I mean, look, think about the entire world. Think about how culture and things from Africa were appropriated to help advance the entire civilization of the entire world. I mean,
Here's the thing. It's one thing if a group of people, if black people, for example, or the Sikh community, put out their own stuff and say, here's what we can offer and contribute to the world. But it's another thing to have an outside corporation, a designer, say, hey, we're going to take your culture and then we're going to monopolize and commodify and capitalize from it. Two different intents, two different motives, and certainly two different costs are at stake. Look, I got to take a quick pause. When we come back, more of your calls. We're talking about Gucci and the new turban design that they have put out. Also, I want to share with you just a little bit of a film about why it's important for us to have this conversation in a very, very new context. Stay riding with us. There's a whole lot coming up in the second 30 of For the Culture here on WEIA.
I do this for my culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely, the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with us, folks. Tonight, we're talking about Gucci, how they are now in another controversy. They're profiting off of a new designer turban from the Sikh community says that it is a high level of cultural appropriation. And it's very, very offensive. Now, Gucci has not responded to their criticisms or to their calls to apologize for their latest design. But Nordstrom's, one of their retailers, have said that that they will remove the design, the product from their website and possibly in stores, and that they apologize to the Sikh community. Representatives from the New York-based Sikh Coalition said that they are happy about and appreciate Nordstrom's recognition of this problem and apology. We hope Gucci will follow suit, according to their latest tweet last week. We want to hear from you. 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. Also, make sure you post your comments and thoughts on my Facebook page at Faraji Muhammad, as well as WEAA, to let me know what your thoughts are about this. I'm asking just a big question. Should companies be fined for cultural appropriation? Should there be a fine? And I'm saying fine like they get fined and then that money possibly go to the parties that they find to be offensive or that were offended. 410-319-8888. Let's go back to the phone line, see what you got to say. Let's go to Eddie. Then we'll go to Charity, then Clarence. Eddie, what's your take?
A couple of things real quick. One is, yes, they should be fined. A second point is that you need to find out who or what ethnicity or culture that Gucci is and Nordstrom's to find out why they would sell that. Thirdly, there's a community in, on Park Heights who wear very expensive headgear, and you cannot and will not buy or purchase any of those items from any of their stores where they purchase those hats from. The fourth thing I would like to say real quick is that years ago, there was a store on Baltimore Street, West Baltimore Street, near El Dorado, when it was right across the street from it, and it was a store that sold all the Jewish headgear. The headgear was very expensive. That was back in the 80s. You could not purchase it. You had to be a customer. I was in that store with some Jamaican guys, and they wouldn't even allow me to touch the headgear. So to say that it's okay and it's America that you can do this, go to try to wear some headgear that the Jewish guys on Park Heights wear. In fact, if you look it up if you look it up online, they will show you some very cheap hats for $16, $20, or $30. But I guarantee if you wanted to purchase those hats, they're about $700,000 to $800,000. That's all I want to say.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Eddie, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for checking in. I want to share some comments from our Facebook page that folks are posting. Rob checked in and said, this is a publicity stunt. Unfortunately, they knowingly and willingly offended the Sikh community. They knew exactly what they were doing. This is intentional. All right. Puddin checked in and said, look, I don't think there needs to be a fine, but people of color need to be more aware that it's an offensive. So we need to educate more, not to keep talking about Gucci. Gucci is always going to follow the money. I think we should talk about it. I think if talking about this creates people to want to wear Gucci more or whatever brand more, that's totally up to you, man. For real talk. Like, if we don't talk about it, then we're missing out on a teachable conversation. But if we do talk about it, it's like, well, we're adding fires to the flame. No, we're not adding fire to the flame. I don't think that we know enough about culture in this country or the significance of culture. I was just talking to Alex offline. America has no culture. It has a bastard culture. We a la carte people's culture from everywhere around the world, and then we call it American. We put our little twist on it, right? You know, Mexican food at Chili's or Chi-Chi's is not the same that you would get in Mexico. Might be some of it, of course, the rice. But, I mean, that's what America is known to do. Now, if we say that that's American, absolutely. That is absolutely American. Omar's checked in and said, we must talk about it. You cannot fix stupid. Let's go back to the phone lines. 410-319-8888. Charity, Glenn Burney, checking in. What's your take, Charity? Hey, Charity. Oh, God, we got Clarence. Clarence, go ahead, Clarence, talk to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just laughing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's all good, Clarence. We know who you are, Clarence.
Raji.
Yes.
You know, I just want to say this. The most dangerous thing about our children not knowing their history is when it starts at Genesis and then you get a brief glimpse in Egyptian history. And then it's slavery and we show up again in the Tarzan movies.
Come on.
Up until this point in time, you know, that's the academics. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
When we have much more history than that, a much more proudful history that we could present to them.
Absolutely.
But here's my point. Most economic people who don't have tenure to maintain will tell you that this is an insane world where the market dictates the condition of the societies in it. Okay? So why should we be offended when the market, the corporations, appropriate everything and anything that they can make a profit off of?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the point? We're loosely throwing this word around culture making it applicable to things that we don't have any control over anymore.
Right.
So, you know, it's a mute conversation to me. And can I stick something in, you know, just for GP, for Roger, if you
go
don't
ahead.
Mind?
Yeah.
You know, I always think in military terms, right?
Right.
What Mr. Robert Smith did with the college tuitions, right?
Yeah.
Black folks need to figure out two words: how to weaponize that.
There it is.
Hey. Weaponize that. We don't need to talk about it on the airwaves. Figure out how to weaponize it.
No, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Clarence, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for checking in. Man, that's a big part of the conversation, folks. We are we're going to be doing our part because we want to go further in depth in that my colleague Dr. K started with that conversation about student loans debt. So trust me, we're going to get into that conversation as well. Charity out of Glen Burnie, what's your take on this Gucci controversy?
Well, I'm on the same belief, not the belief, but the same thought as a previous caller that this is a mixed race. This is a mixed country. You know, we invite everybody over. I know there's, you know, the immigration thing is going on right now and people are against it.
Sure.
But you know, in this day and age, you can't tell a person that a white person, they can't love a black person or they can't be friends with the black person or you can't love another man or another woman. You just can't do it anymore. And was Gucci advertising this? Maybe they should advertise this. This is high class for the C culture.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that they're stealing somebody's culture because it's all now becoming a mixed culture.
Well, here's the thing, though, Charity. I mean, and I just for example, I just wonder, where are your ancestors from? Where are they from? What part of the world?
They're from Germany, England, and Scotland.
Fantastic. So if they, you know, I think that there is a real value for each one of us to know our personal history and then as well as our collective history, right?
And then
I think there's even more of a value for us to try to keep that as sacred or as undiluted as possible, you know, making sure that history stays intact. Now, you're absolutely right. I think that because of the direction that this country and a lot of things, a lot of factors, we are moving into a much more you know, a mixed culture, mixed race, everything is changing. But the fact is, you still have people, and I'm sure this may not be you, Charity, but I'm sure that there are people in your personal family who do not know that history, that your people are from Germany and from all of these other places, right? And that they don't know, and that history can help them to be to identify themselves as being a you know, somebody of value, like they are linking the chain, and that's all I'm saying.
But it's up to us.
Yeah.
To teach our children and
you're right.
Where we come from, and we got to kind of tell. We kind of got to say that, you know, okay, you may look white, but you have a black uncle or you have a Asian uncle, or you have to be able to explain. It's up to us to teach our families and to teach the next generation.
And I think so.
Culture.
I think
because
so.
It's going to be mixed. You can be over in Japan.
Yep.
Japan, they don't like no mix. They, you know what?
But see, here's the thing, and I don't want us to lose sight of this. I think that when you know your personal history, when you know where you come from, you have a greater appreciation of where other people come from.
That's true.
You know, and that's all it is. It's just like, because if a five-year-old sees somebody wearing a Gucci turban, right, and then they wind up and they grow up and they see somebody in the Sikh community wearing a Gucci turban, they might automatically associate, oh, you must have got that from Gucci. You know what I'm saying?
It becomes commercialized.
And it comes confusing because now a young person, and I'm, of course, a child, might believe that Gucci was the originator of that particular design, whereas they don't have any reference to the history and to the significance of that particular design to the original wearer, to the original community. So it's a slippery slope. I'm not down in evolution of culture, but at the same time, as we evolve, we can't forget. And most importantly, as you said so well, we have to teach in the process so that way we can keep our culture intact while still having appreciation for other people.
Yeah, so when a five-year-old sees somebody with the turban and ask about it, their parent or their guardian or whoever should try to teach them that why they wear it and where it comes from and who wears it.
Absolutely. 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 Charity, I appreciate you so much. Hopefully this won't be the last time we hear from you, but thank you so much for checking in from Glen Burnie. Let's go back to the line. Jerome, new caller checking in, then Theo from Baltimore. Jerome, what's your take?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You know, Gucci just didn't write this on a piece of paper and come up and say, you know what, we're going to market this turban and this material for the Sikh community. I'm sure that they had a investment of millions of dollars involved with the Sikh community in developing this before they put it out on the market.
Sure.
My wife does market, and there's no way that they just all of a sudden decided, you know what, we're going to make this material, we're going to label it a Gucci, and we're going to send it to the Sikh community and see if they'll wear it. They had to have appealed to the Sikh community on some level and asked them if they would wear this. If they had brought
So you're saying you think that Gucci had permission from the Sikh community to put this out?
Well, they've had to have appealed to that community to a certain extent.
They just wouldn't have invested.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying they may not.
I don't think if
the Sikh community, and I'm not saying because you can't speak to all of the Sikh community, man. You know what I mean? But if the Sikh community would have came out, if representatives from various organizations or retailers of the Sikh community would say, you know what? No. We actually had a conversation with Gucci and we thought this would be a good idea. I think we would have heard it by now. But we're not hearing that right now.
Do you think that they may have modeled that particular product, like on the runway or walk, whatever that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think so. But again, I think it's because of the conditioning that we're living in. I think that now, because we live in a space where anything goes, nothing is sacred, quote unquote, that I think people just accepted it, right? And people just assume, oh, they came up with a designer turban. So this must be something that the Sikh community is cool with. I mean, but there are, you know, fashion houses, they look to people like we are the culture. So whatever whatever, you know, we go into our styles, they will look at it, they study it, and then they will essentially make a design off of it, and then they will market it and capitalize from it.
Because this isn't just the turban. I guess the turban is sentimental to them on a religious basis.
Oh, but yeah, absolutely.
There are other clothes that they wear. You know, how do we know that they're not some kind of a known brand that religion follows and only uses that particular brand of clothing?
Right, exactly. And well, you know, we don't know. But see, again, I guess it leaves the question, is anything sacred anymore? And that's the big question,
right,
for any one of us who are consumers. You know, should there be some off-limit items, some things that we should not want to make, you know, we don't want to see designers making a profit off of, especially if it's not going to benefit that particular community. And also considering what that community has undergone over the past few years in terms of the hate and the racism.
Right. That's a whole nother issue, because you talk to a lot of people that you, and no matter what community you're in, if you're not educated, you don't even know that a lot of people don't know the difference between somebody that practices Hindu,
right,
and somebody that's Islamic.
Exactly.
Or somebody that's Sikh,
right,
or somebody that's Hindu or a Sikh or different between Islamic. When 9/11 happened, if you remember correctly,
that's what it was.
There were people targeting the Sikh community because they thought they were Islamic.
Right.
That's exactly right. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you so much, Jerome, for checking in. And I appreciate you being one of our new callers. Hopefully we get to hear from you again. Let's go to Theo. Then I want to hear from Shonda and Jamila. Theo, what's your take? Checking in from Baltimore.
Yeah. Hi, Faraji.
Hi, Theo.
Cultural appropriation is a broader subject, but I really want to key in on this Sikh matter.
Yeah.
Were they marketing that to men?
No, this is across the board. I've seen women even wearing some of this.
I think Erykah Badu always wore a turban, didn't she?
Oh, Erykah Badu? Yeah, well, that's a traditional head wrap. It's a head wrap. It's like a headgear. I guess you would call it a turban.
And that's part
of the African culture.
But right. Now, I'm guaranteeing you, though, that years before any Sikhs were in America, old-time movie stars, you know, the females, they all wore turbans. Yeah. Turban was a style thing.
Yeah.
But here's the point. I want to be respectful of the Sikhs. They have suffered a lot. But I didn't know, is their turban significantly different from other turbans, let's say, that might be worn in Yemen? I don't think so.
I don't know. According to their coalition, they said the turban has a deep religious significance for the men of the faith of in that community.
Right. See, if I were a Sikh and I saw a man wearing a turban that was exactly like a Sikh turban, I would be offended. I really would be. Because I know the guy, I'd ask him, are you a Sikh? You know what I mean? Because if he's not a Sikh, he's offending me. Really, I mean that.
I hear that.
Now, I do differentiate a little bit. But again, I thought the Sikhs were it's a lack of knowledge on my part, even, and I like to study stuff like this. If a Sikh told me, in other words, I thought Sikhs covered their hair because that's a part of their religion.
Right.
So the best way to cover your hair is with a turban, seems to me.
Right, but that's for the men. Apparently, that's just only for the men.
But if a Sikh walked over to me and said, you know, it's not just that we cover our hair, but this particular turban has a religious significance, I would take it off.
Yeah, I would too. I would too.
Because I don't want to hurt anybody.
No, I agree. And you know what? There are so many other styles, Theo, I think, that can be capitalized off of rather than somebody's very, very deep religious significant, a style that's very deeply religious for somebody. There's so many other things that you can, there's so many designs that you can create. And then, to add the cherry on top, it's $790, Theo.
One last thing, too.
Sure, go ahead.
To show you what lack of knowledge we have. You know, there are 80 million Sikhs in the world.
Wow.
80 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
thank you for dropping that jewel on me. Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, it shows you it's a large group, but we're not knowledgeable. In other words, but I do say this, that a man who's not a Sikh that would put on a turban, he's just a wise guy.
Theo, it's always good to hear from you. Thank you, my friend.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Shonda, what's your take on this?
Well, Faraji, of course, I'm listening in, and I look at Gucci's interpretation of the turban, and I can say that it's a nice replica. Like, Gucci would get a slap on the wrist for producing someone else's style. It's not the turban, and as a previous caller stated, the men do wear and not the women.
Right.
So if you see a woman wearing it as a headgear, like I'm just trying to understand what's the issue. They've been selling this turban in the hair store for the last 15 years, and young black women's been wearing it over the last 4 or 5 as a high fashion in the culture. So now again, Gucci. Oh, I'm telling you, just like a bar something from the community hits the runway, and then like everybody's all kind of in flames.
Wait, here's the other thing. Maybe it's just too close or too similar to what the Sikh community would wear. Because we know sisters, black women can wear, y'all wear some beautiful head wraps. Y'all could do, I mean, y'all kill a game with that, right? So if Gucci decided to come out with some head wraps, particularly that were very, very close in design to what black women wear all the time, and then they sold it back to you for $790.
Well, then that's when we need to have enough sense not to measure our worth by a thing, that it is a marketing tool, and that we place value there because we place value there, right? It has no real value if I don't give it value.
I get
you. So if I look at it and I say, that thing, we've done that in our culture forever. It has no value. Gucci took the head wrap that we call a doobie that you put in with a pen, and they walked the runway with it in a high fashion show.
Right.
So life imitating art or art imitating life. I think we've kind of got out of the balance of things. When life can stop chasing art, and we let art chase life, which I think that we do. Look at the Met Gala. So a lot of people could be mad. Rihanna looked like she was the Pope. From out of the Vatican,
right.
With that big
people were mad about that.
So there you go. But we're always going to have the different spins and interpretations, and I'm not going to call it hypersensitive because we love what we love and we believe what we believe. But I mean, the Emirates, they wear the that piece that connect underneath the airline stewardess, and they've got the hat on. So I don't know, like, it's, I don't know, like, are the Sikhs, like, offended
at that piece?
That's a uniform. That's a part of their uniform.
That's a good piece. Sean, I got to let you go, but you're absolutely right. I want to get one more call in. Jamila, let's hear from you. Thank you for checking in. What's your take on this, Jamila?
Well, I agreed with the two previous callers.
Mm-hmm.
One, Gucci has a marketing department. So obviously before they sold this to the public, they had to market or sample, had a sample population that it appealed to.
Yeah.
And that's why they felt that it was something that could be marketed and profitable for them, because they had to most likely had a good number of test subjects or a number
of people that it appealed to.
A focus group that it appealed to. My next comment that I just wanted to say is that I thought that with the whole controversy earlier in the year from Gucci, that they were becoming more, that they were trying to at least appeal to become more inclusive, and that they were supposed to be hiring more people of color on their marketing team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to me, that's more of a question. I mean, are they moving forward with that? Have they hired more people of different ethnicities? Because we do know that a lot of people of different backgrounds purchase Gucci that are non-white. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
let me ask you a quick question, Jamila. Do you think companies should be fined if people are highly offended by their products or services? You think they should be fined for cultural appropriation in this regard?
You know what, Faraja, I don't know. I would have to think about that more. I mean, I don't know. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, it that's broad. You know what I mean? Because what might be offensive to me might not be, even though I'm African-American,
right,
what I find offensive might not be necessarily what you find offensive. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure. So, no, I totally agree. I totally agree. Even though we're both black, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's offensive to me.
Exactly.
No, I get that. I get that. And I think that's, I mean, you know, we always make a joke about the fashion police, but I don't know if, I mean, the fashion police would be good right now to trying to reconcile those two places, because I feel like, you know, you're right. What we find offensive is relative. It's not a broad standard. It's not a set standard in place. And maybe that's the issue. Maybe there needs to be assessment. I don't know. I'm just saying that something should be done. How do we keep our culture intact so that way we don't lose sight of who we are in the process? That's the big question. Jamila, I appreciate you for checking in. I got to take another pause. When we come back, Angel and Gerard, I want to hear what you got to say. And folks, we're still going to talk a few minutes about this Gucci situation and how it has designer turbans. Is this an issue of cultural appropriation? Did Gucci once again miss the mark? We'll continue to have that conversation. Also in the second hour, want to talk about another violent weekend in Baltimore. Is it time to admit that we don't have solutions in order to really think critically about solutions? We'll talk a little bit about that. Stay riding with us. A whole lot is coming up in the second hour of For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more.